Gradzikowski, a Microsoft developer on the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer team. Today I'm going to show you what Storage Explorer has to offer. At a high level, Storage Explorer does just what its name suggests. It helps you explore your storage resources, but let's dig in and see what you can do. The first thing you're going to want to do is connect to an account. There's a couple different ways of doing that. One is by clicking the Connect button here. That'll allow you to connect specifically or directly to a storage account using a connection string, shared access signature, or an account key. The other option is to add an account by using the email address and password that you have associated with your Azure account. So you'll just log in, and then it'll auto-detect all of your subscriptions, and you can choose which subscriptions you want to show. Then, when you go back to this window, you'll see all the subscriptions, and it'll show you all the resources underneath it. When you do that, if you're like me, you might have a bunch of resources. So you can see I actually already have a search query in here. But I can search for something else. I happen to know that this, or at least something like this, exists. You can see me perform a couple searches here. Find all your resources. Once you find the resources you want, you can add it to Quick Access. Quick Access is kind of like bookmarks from your favorite browser. You're able to just click something that's in your Quick Access, and it'll navigate to it. So since that was quick, I'll show you again. Here I want to open up the queue, so it'll actually go find the queue and open up the editor. While I have some editors open up here, I'll show you what those are all about. So this is the blob editor. In here you can navigate your folders, look at all your blobs, you can download blobs. You can open up the files once they're downloaded. This happens to be the outline for the demo I'm giving right now. We'll close that so I don't give away any secrets. File shares work very much the same way. You're able to upload and download. Queues, you can add and dequeue and view messages and clear queue. Tables are a little bit more complex. You can easily view all of your rows. You can change how columns show up. You can add and edit. You can import and export. You can build a query. So here's an example query where it's just the partition and the row key set to one. So you can see this will just bring back this one row. Obviously, for your uses, you'll probably want to use a more complex query and a complex data. So I think that's pretty much it for the editors. There's more actions you can do for the individual resources. I'm not going to go into all of them, but please explore. And that's all I wanted to cover. If you have any feedback, please use the links in the lower left-hand corner of Storage Explorer. Thanks for watching.